But yes, sir, that language you use in Austin is Ike, Ike, and whoa, you know, just an old mournful drawl sound for when you want to go to the left, and then a quick whoa when you want to stop.
And that'll make them do it.
That'll make them do.
Well, if you were riding horseback, and would you say stand and get up to make them start?
No, I always just kick them up. Something like that, you know, you don't, you know, that's a great way that you start things. Horses or teams, clucking. Just like that, because I ain't got no teeth, I can't already cluck now. But I used to cluck pretty good.
And that would make it start. What about if you were riding a horse and you were already going along and some wild dogs or something got after you and you wanted to go faster, what would you say to them?
Just kick the mischief out of him or wrap him with something. Just go. just hit him with your reins or kick him or spur him if you had spurs or something like that. You know, I don't know what I ever say, let's be gone or go fast or something like that. You don't do that, I don't think.
That's interesting.
Now, you can't say whoa. I have known people say whoa with horses riding. You know, I've known them say that, you know, or even if they're fixing to get on them. And they do use whoa right smart with stopping them and getting on them. If an old horse won't stay still, you keep saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, just trying to pacify him, and he usually knows to stop when you say whoa. Of course, if he's in a count or kind of halfway trained, but as far as that going, as far as concerned, you usually kind of show him you want him to go.
Well, I guess you had saddles just like nowadays to ride
them. Yeah, yeah. Women had side saddles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did they put their feet in?
Didn't put one foot in. They rode sideways. Didn't even one stirrup. They had one little stirrup on the side.
Oh, really?
Just one little stirrup on the side and a horn up there, and it put the leg over that horn, like put the leg kind of around that horn and just set up there on that horse sideways. Yes, sir. The women, that's what the women had up to. You know, it is a long time for women never got to riding like men. They rode sideways. Had their side saddle skirts, had them old big skirts. Skirts that they'd have on, you know, and they didn't wear pants, you know. They wore dresses and a big old riding skirt. They had a regular riding skirt that they wore. They'd go to church and town or anywhere, you know, ride on those side saddles.
Well,
but now that is just about over when we got there, raising our family, that side saddle. But I don't think my wife ever rode side saddle in her life. But before then it was. Mama used to ride side saddle a whole lot.
You said that you kept things cool by putting them down in the well sometimes?
Yeah, put them in the northwest corner.
Put them in the
Well, yeah, put them in the northwest corner of the well.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why was that?
I didn't think it was what part you put, but we just used to say put it in the northwest corner of the well, you know, because it's north. Well, because water in that well was cool. It's real cool. Now, it don't seem like it. You draw water out of the well, it seems kind of warm. But water in the well is cool. It'll keep milk a pretty cool temperature all day, you know. Of course, not like refrigeration, nothing like that, but it'll save it. It'll keep it from souring.
Did you ever see a place when you were a child or anytime, really, where maybe near a stream or something, where people dug out a place with water in it to keep things cool that way?
Oh, yeah.
What'd they call that?
Spring water.
They just call it the spring water?
Well, usually, to be spring water, it has to be a spring there somewhere.
So they would call the place? You
take a lot of time. The branch, it'd be kind of a branch. The water run down from the spring, and they'd get down below there and dig a hole. It was still cool, but the best place to put it would be up at the spring, you know, right where it was fresh coming out there, because the longer it runs down, the cooler it gets.
Are there any farms around here where they now or then where they just keep cows to milk them?
Well, hardly any, except just the dairies. You know what I mean? Of course, they still have these dairies, you know, around.
Well, when you think of a dairy, what do you mean?
Well, that's a place where they just keep a whole herd of cows and milk them and commercially and sell milk. There's a dairy right down the road from you in New Waverly, a big dairy. That boy milks about 60 dairy cows, and they come there and get his milk. I guess they still come there and get it. Come and get it on big trucks, you know.
Do they have a processing plant and everything there?
No, he just sells his whole milk, I believe. And I believe that's what that boy does, sells his whole milk.